Hi, it's 11:12 a.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. I'm working on my next book here on the front porch. Let's see. Oh, Sam Bankman-Fried. The South China Morning Post said he got away with $8 billion or pissed away $8 billion. Pissed away means wasted. Other places have said $10 billion. Either way, it's a lot of money. To give you an idea how much money that is. I mean, it's just a number. But like a 12,000 container ship costs like $200 million. And with $10 billion, you could run all the shipping in the world in Pacific Ocean and Atlantic Ocean. That's where most of the trade is. I don't really know so much about what's going on in Africa, but it's still got a long ways to go. Just got a message from somebody. Excuse me. So that's the big news. And he could get up to 115 years in prison. let's see. I listened to a couple of pundits speak today. And you know, there's two women and one woman is running down this good-looking woman is running down this Sam Bankman-Fried's girlfriend. And, you know, if she did her hair and put some makeup on, she'd be good-looking. But she's got a brain, so she doesn't have to dress up. Let's see. So I just... Oh, DW.com. Pakistan, 14 soldiers got killed in Balochistan. There's an earthquake in Kathmandu, 100 dead there. Wildfires in Spain. And also in Pakistan, they're sending over a million Afghans back to Afghanistan. And I don't know if it's the ones who can pay that get to stay. Sorry, that's just my feeling. Myanmar, the underreported deadly conflict in Karenni state. Since the coup in 2021, the military have been carrying out a campaign of airstrikes in the small eastern state. German industry. Can the backbone of the economy be saved? Energy costs are threatening Germany's industry. Subsidized electricity is to change this, but faces much resistance. Okay. Dengue rates plunged after release of lab-altered mosquitoes. I told you about that the other day. Let me see what's on AP News here. Israel, the state of Israel, resists U.S. pressure to pause the war to allow more aid to Gaza. You know, the place just looks so bad on TV. Hello, do you want to be interviewed? Oh, my goodness. You can cook it right now, please.
Excuse me?
You can cook it right now, please. Lawyers in Trump's civil fraud are ordered to shut up or be fine. Let's see. I did listen to this German woman talk about, like, there's been a million dead from opioid overdoses, like, in the last 10 years. Let's see. There's a story here about Jesse Johnson, 14, prescribed the painkiller Percocet. The Finley native was pregnant when she needed stents put into her kidneys as treatment for infections and kidney stones. After 7 months on the opioid medication, she gave birth to a healthy daughter, and she underwent an operation to remove the stents. The prescription stopped, and she became sick from withdrawal. I remember not even being able to hold my daughter, said Johnson, now 31. It just hurt. Alcohol, marijuana, and a few years later, cocaine and opioids from the black market helped Johnson ease the pain. By then, county officials were seeing the area's fatal opioid overdose toll tick up. The recovery system then included only some outpatient services and Alcoholics Anonymous. I know that methadone is the USA can do, the USA can afford it. Methadone will keep addicts from going into withdrawals. Maine mass shooter was alive for most of the 2-day massive search. Autopsy suggests, okay. Car crashes through gate at South Carolina nuclear plant before pop-up barrier stops it. Oh my goodness. The driver backed up and tried to drive down a dirt road as Duke Energy security tried to block him in. The driver tried to hit the guards, then drove through a fence and off the nuclear plant property. He drove a short distance from the plant and turned down a driveway where the homeowner fired warning shots. My goodness. The same car showed up an hour before trying to smash through the gate, and the driver was asked to leave. Investigators are now looking to speak with the 66-year-old Arkansas man about the crash, calling him a person of interest. I'd hate to get shot just because I turned into somebody's driveway in the USA. Do remember stopping in East Texas with a couple of we were on our way to a wedding, and I said, well, we can stop and ask for directions. And then this guy sitting in the car, let's get out. I walked to the front door, knocked on the door, no answer. And then I'm walking back to the car, and this woman says, what do you want? And I said, excuse me, do you know where this place is? I don't know nothing. And then my friend, I'm standing outside, my friend in the car says, well, let's get out of here. She's probably got a gun and she'll shoot you. I'm like, okay, praise God. Thank God that did not happen today. I mean, that day. Wall Street closes its best week of the year with even more gains. Bankman-Fried's trial exposed crypto fraud, but Congress has not been eager to regulate the industry. This one talking head on the internet was saying, all those lawmakers who got money from Sam Bankman-Fried should contribute that to charity. Okay, well, they're only going to do that if they Get the pressure on. Tupac Shakur has an Oakland street named for him 27 years after his death. Christine Amanpour to debut weekly show after years of reduced presence on domestic cable news network, CNN. I remember when they found Osama bin Laden, and Christine Amanpour was like, just said flippantly, like, and this was a interview years before that, "Oh, I can tell you exactly where Osama bin Laden is. He's living in a villa in Pakistan, and he's living down the street from the military academy in Pakistan, the number one military academy." In the wake of Matthew Perry's death, Chinese fans mourn an old friend. Okay, so a lot of Taiwanese listen to friends to learn English. Let's see, this is by Fu Ting. Long before Friends made its official debut in China, the show was a word-of-mouth phenomenon in the country. In the wake of Matthew Perry's death at 54, fans in China are mourning the loss of the star who felt less like a distant celebrity and more like an old friend. Okay, this just strikes me as funny. A Wednesday evening memorial at a cafe in Shenzhen, a busy street across the border of Hong Kong, was one of several held throughout the country for the actor who played Chandler Bing and died Saturday in Los Angeles. The coffee shop, an homage to the 10-season sitcom from its name, Smelly Cat, to the Central Perk sign on its glass wall, was packed with people and floral arrangements to the TV mounted in the corner. And it played an episode of Friends. "There are more people who showed up than we expected," said cafe manager Nie Yan Xia. "People shared their own memories about Chandler and Friends, and many teared up." Okay, a large poster displayed on the bar featured pictures of Perry over the years. "We love you, friend." I was a really big fan of the guitarist, singer, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I was pretty tore up when he died. While Friends didn't debut in China until 2012 through Sohu, a streaming platform, the show had become popular more than a decade earlier thanks to bootleg DVD and hard drive copies. Okay, let me look at Google News here, because this is the last day of news before the weekend. Let's see. I think I looked at Al Jazeera already today, and it's all war news. They call it the war on Gaza. "The degree was the experience. This Gen Z TikToker can't understand why her college degree isn't enough for the 150,000 plus salary she'd like. Is she entitled or enlightened?" This is by Sabrina Wex. Okay. Well, I think make 150,000 a year. So let me take a look at this. Okay, so this is 15 minutes long. I try to keep it short. And also, my lunch is here. So, thanks for listening. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. Primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. Sam Bankman-Fried gets sentenced in March, and then his next trial starts.